Welcome to Econ 91.9, your weekly source for economic news and views for the Central Kenai Peninsula. I'm Shaylin Cochran. Well, Governor Bill Walker gave his State of the State address Thursday night after the state legislature gaveled in earlier in the week. State budget and its continued reliance on oil revenues will no doubt be the main topic for at least the next 3 months down in Juneau. With oil prices up to around $70 a barrel and throughput from the North Slope expected to increase for a third straight year, hopes are high the state economy might finally be turning around. And that's fueling hope that this year we'll finally see some major steps forward for the AK LNG project, which promises to be a big boost on the Kenai. Earlier this week, Governor Walker hinted at a possible partnership for the gas line project. His office met with representatives from the North Slope's major producers, and then later, BP CEO Bob Dudley told Axios News that his company is, quote, exploring with the state ways to make that resource find a market. Now, BP has been established on the North Slope for years, but relatively new to that area is Hillcorp. The independent, Texas-based petroleum exploration company is hoping to play a major role in any turnaround that might come the state's way from the oil and gas industry. And it has big plans for 2018. Now, just 7 years ago, Hillcorp wasn't even a player in the Central Kenai Peninsula's economy, but now they own many of the assets around the Cook Inlet Basin and have expanded to the North Slope. Our own Jay Barrett has more.
Hillcorp has been in Cook Inlet for almost exactly 6 years now.
January 1 of 2012 was our first day here in Alaska. I'm sure a lot of you guys were a little nervous, as I was, because I didn't know who Hillcorp was at the time.
That's Chad Helgeson addressing the attendees of the recent Kenai Peninsula Economic Outlook Forum. Helgeson went from not knowing who Hillcorp was 6 years ago to being its operations manager today.
Here's kind of a little history of where we've done over the last 6 years, where we've been spending our money. So as you can see there on the slide, 2012 we came in, spent about $200 million all on the Kenai Peninsula. And then late 2014, We purchased some assets on the North Slope. So there's really no money. All that money there, the $400 million, most of that was spent in the Kenai Peninsula in 2014.
Last year, Helgeson says the company drilled 24 oil and gas wells, 7 on the Kenai Peninsula, 5 in Cook Inlet, and the rest up in the Arctic. He expects the company to spend about $300 million in Alaska in 2018, which is almost as much as it spent last year.
In the Cook Inlet for the offshore activity, in 2018, we plan to drill 5 new drill wells off the Steelhead and into the MacArthur River field, Steelhead platform. So I believe the plan is to start that project up in April and kind of drill throughout the year. There's a little bit of gas and oil exploration, not exploration, but development in those fields. And we've got projected about 15 well workovers.
Helgeson says the company division he heads is concentrating on looking for more natural gas.
Our big focus on our team is really to chase new reserves of gas within the existing fields. We've been challenged by our leadership team to continue to find new untapped and undeveloped gas in the existing fields we have. So many of our fields here, if you're not familiar with the reservoir, there could be from depths of 3,000 to 10,000 feet, 60 to 80 different sand zones that could have potential gas in them, and not all of them do.
Of course, all of these plans are in addition to Hillcorp's intention to close the Drift River tank farm and transport gas and oil exclusively via pipeline around Cook Inlet. For Econ 91.9, I'm Jay Barrett.
And we'll take a look at a few leading economic indicators on our way out this week. Gas prices seem to be holding steady around the Central Peninsula at about $3.11. That's despite the slow rise of oil prices, which, as we noted before, this week hit $69.44. Meanwhile, natural gas is trading down at the Henry Hub for 3.25. And that's a wrap for Econ 91.9 this week. For Jay Barrett, I'm Shaylin Cochran. Have a great weekend.